being with our events today after church service, I'm going to do my best to keep this kind of short. So if you can turn to page one of the Bible. We'll do that another week. Okay, page two. Here at Whispering Pines Church, we partake in communion on the first Sunday of the month. We use this time as a way to remember what Christ did for us. Christ promised to spare us eternal death and cover our sins by his own blood, breaking his body and pouring himself out so that if we believe, we can have a relationship with him forever. In John 3:17, we reminded us that God did not send his son to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Ephesians 2:1-10 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." As you receive the elements today, I urge you to use this time to reflect on your own relationship with Jesus. Examine your heart for where you may have followed your own desires rather than his own way. If we have sinned, confess that sin to God and ask for forgiveness. We also should be forgiving those who have sinned against us. We practice open communion at this church. Any follower of Christ is welcome to partake in communion with us in our church. 1 Corinthians 11:27-29 says, "Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." All right, would the serving team please come up? 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 24. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your Son and his sacrifice for us. He took that pain for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. His death gave us life, an abundant life now, an eternal life forever. We are not worthy of what he did, but the price was paid for us because he thought we were worth it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Dear Heavenly Father, Christ's sacrifice was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Our sins from the past, our current sins, and our future sins. Because of your body being broken and your blood being shed for us, we know that we have a special place in heaven with you. You took the penalty of death that we deserved. Thank you for giving us this special time to reflect in our lives, to remember the new covenant that Christ has given to us. Amen.